A Speck in the Sea, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Lobster boat captain and fisherman John Aldridge was setting out in the dead of night in the shark-infested waters off Montauk, New York.
We left approximately 8 o'clock at night. Typical trip. We got fuel, got ice, got our food on board, and headed out. It's an 8-hour ride to our fishing grounds. Usually one guy stays awake and the other two go to sleep. I happened to be the one awake for the beginning of the trip. It was July, so the water started to warm up a lot for us in the lobster world because the temperature on the surface is so much warmer than it is on the bottom. So we had this refrigeration system we had put on the boat, and it was the first trip with that refrigeration system. So since I'm like the guy that tinkers with everything, I was the one that stayed up and tried to get that basic science project going. While I was getting the boat ready to start fishing, I guess it was about an hour and a half or two from the fishing grounds, I was pulling on one of the coolers to get off one of the hatches that I needed to close up. I pulled it with all my might, basically, to move these two coolers that had ice in them, and the handle had snapped, and I went flying out the back of the boat. The back of the boat doesn't have a transom to it. It's just the deck, and it goes right out the back because the traps slide off the deck of the boat. So now I'm in the water, freaking out, screaming at the tops of my lungs, knowing nobody in the world knows I'm missing, knowing that these guys in the boat can't hear me because they're up in the front of the boat, in their bunks, engines going. So I panic. I see the boat going away in the distance, and I end up just about to sink.
And sinking was only one of his worries, as we will find out tomorrow.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.